Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. I've got a story here that when I read the beginning of it, I was saying to myself, gross, disgusting, this is awful. But then by the time I got to the end of it, it said something, and I said, oh, phew. Okay, it's not as disgusting and gross as I thought it was. And I thought I'd share that story with you this morning to open up our show. Oh, by the way, if you're in the New Orleans metropolitan region, if you're in or around the city of New Orleans, there is a flash flood advisory until 6:45 this morning. So be careful. Give yourself a little extra time in the rain, as it's been storming overnight. Now for that story I was telling you about. Woman discovers her son's bride is her long-lost daughter. So when I saw that, I'm like, oh my God. A brother and sister just got married when you see that headline. But then I don't know why I continued to read. I was maybe because I needed to regurgitate. Maybe because I just needed to clean out my insides, the insides of my system. I don't know, but for whatever reason, I scrolled down and I wanted to see where this was. Maybe I knew the people. Well, I didn't know the people because in the first sentence of the story, a woman in eastern China had the shock of her life when she found out that her son was marrying her long-lost daughter. The reunion occurred right at the would-be spouse's wedding in Suzhou, Jiangsu. That's a province in China. And this happened on the last day of March, March 31st. This was supposed to be a very happy wedding. People were excited over there. I don't know that much about communist Chinese weddings. But they were, I don't know if they served mugu gaipan. I don't know. But they were excited for this wedding, Coleman. But when everybody showed up for the wedding, the woman, the mother of the groom, noticed a birthmark on the bride's hand, which looked strikingly similar to a birthmark on her long-lost daughter's hand. Determined to uncover the truth, the woman mustered the courage to ask the bride's parents whether she was adopted. After explaining her story and the identical birthmark, the bride's parents eventually confirmed that their child had been adopted. No! Details were quickly ironed out, and the bride confirmed that she was indeed the mother of the groom's long-lost biological daughter. Hand me that brown paper bag over there. But hold on! before you get sick. Well, this girl, the bride did go missing as a child and was picked up by her adoptive parents on the roadside about 20 years ago. Huh. I thought things were better for young children in China. Wait a minute. Forget I ever said that. So much of the stuff we buy at Walmart is made in factories by school-age children in communist China. Forget that. But, okay, so now the groom's mother realizes this is my biological daughter he's about to marry. The wedding could have been called off at that point, but the woman, the mother, the groom's mother, also revealed that her son was also adopted. That saved the day. Now, since they were both adopted, they're not related to each other. And you know, think about this for a minute, Coleman. China has about 1.4 billion people in that country. What are the odds that a wedding on March 31st, 2021, the groom's biological mother, well, actually adopted mother.
Right.
Turned out to be the bride's biological mother who disappeared when she was a young child. What are the odds in a country of 1.4 billion people? And by the way, I heard the rest of this wedding. Again, it was in Suzhou. Jiangsu, that was in that province. It was in that province in China. I heard other than that, once they got past all of that, I heard it was a lovely, lovely wedding.
Do you believe in karma?
I do believe in karma, and I love wonton.
All right, so here's my theory. I believe that the biological parents of the bride, you know, in China, you're only allowed to have a certain amount of children, and if you have a daughter... You know, that's not as honorable.
Isn't it 2.3 or something like that?
We'll round it off to 2. And if you have a daughter, you know, most parents want to get rid of the daughter so that they can have a son to carry on their family's name.
Yeah, I've heard horror stories in that regard.
My theory is when the woman had a baby and saw that it was female, she disregarded the daughter, but everybody knew she was pregnant. So she had to hurry up and adopt the son to say, yeah, this is the son that I had, see? And then karma came back around, and then the daughter that she disregarded 20 years ago popped back into her life to remind her, ha-ha, karma, I'm still a part of your family anyway.
You could be right.
I could. I'm just theorizing.
Although you could be wrong as well.
It's a conspiracy, yeah. It's my theory. It's my theory.
Wow.
That was pretty interesting.
Is that a wild story? Again, 1.4 billion people in communist China, and look who gets married. I mean, the odds, staggering.
It's astronomical.
Yeah, I'm not very good in math, but whew. All right. Coming up on the show today, there's a North Shore Republican state legislator who he's filing a bill to legalize marijuana, recreational marijuana. This is different than the New Orleans Democratic state representative who also has a bill that wants to legalize marijuana for recreational use here in Louisiana. But it's a big difference when a Republican on the North Shore wants weed legal compared to a Democrat in New Orleans. That's a big deal. We'll explain that. Tiger Woods was going much too fast, and when he crashed his car, most people, when they get in car crashes, their foot's on the brake. His foot was on the gas. What does that tell you? And a shooting last weekend here in New Orleans, there were several, as usual, but right on Canal Street at Bourbon, right on that corner. Well, the cops got their perps Wait till you hear this story though, about that whole high profile shooting that happened last weekend. We have a lot to do on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station, an Odyssey station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. And we have about another 35 minutes or so. Watch out for floods. There's a flood warning, a flood watch because of the storms that came through. So give yourself an extra few minutes this morning. But then after that, it should be all right. So last weekend, which was, by the way, a great weekend in New Orleans. It was a fantastic weekend. There were so many people here walking around doing business. It was fantastic. It reminded me of how things were before the pandemic, the coronavirus. But there were several people shot in the city of New Orleans last weekend as well. And I guess that's the bad with the good. One of the shootings happened late at night, late Saturday night / early Easter Sunday morning. It happened about 1:40 in the morning on Easter Sunday. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because the shooting happened on Canal Street, just off of Bourbon Street. So that's a very heavy populated area of the city. And so a couple of people were shot. Actually, in that shooting. And police released a photograph of two people, obviously taken by a camera outside somewhere. And they said, after they released the photo of these two, it was a young man and a young woman. They said, we're looking for this guy because we think he's the one that pulled the trigger. And we're looking for this woman because she was with him. So we're looking for her as an accomplice. And since nobody died in this shooting, in these shootings, two people got shot. Said they're looking for the guy for attempted second degree murder, and they're looking for the woman for being an accomplice to attempted second degree murder too. So their picture was up there. It only took a couple of days, but then all of a sudden, people recognize these two. Some people around here recognize these two when their pictures were released to all the local media. And so the police were able to identify them. So the police said, we are now looking for Dontez Baker and Shayla Bradley. Those are the two. We've identified these two that you've seen in this picture. They've been identified. And the police were familiar with these two, especially Dontez. They've arrested him in the past. Like a lot of the young criminals in New Orleans, he has a rap sheet. So now they know who these two are. They got to find them, and they got tipped off that they were hiding in Mississippi. So the police were able to go get them in Mississippi, and they arrested them. And when they asked Dontez Baker why he shot these two people, he said because one of the guys he shot failed to defend a woman during a fight on Bourbon Street. And so because Dontez saw that, he said, you know what? You're not going to defend a woman during a fight on Bourbon Street, I'm going to shoot you. And he happened to shoot the person next to him as well, who happened to be the shooting victim's brother. And again, they were both taken to the hospital, and because most New Orleans criminals can't shoot straight, they have no idea how to hold a gun, let alone shoot it. The doctors took care of him at the hospital. But isn't that interesting? So Dontez Baker, and again, he's only 21 years old, and so is the woman who was captured with him, Shayla Bradley, both 21 years old, young. And I mean, that's the demographic right there. Dontez is the demographic in New Orleans who commits by far the most crime, the most violent crime.
But it seems in this case he had honorable intentions.
That's why I'm bringing this up. So, again, it's late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. It's after 1 a.m. Easter Sunday morning, this past weekend, on Bourbon Street. And Dontez Baker sees a woman fighting, but then sees the man with her not defending her. So he takes it upon himself. I guess that's a form of street justice, but he takes it upon himself to pull out his gun. Remember, this is right on Canal Street, right at Bourbon Street. And he opens fire.
I have to assume there's more to it than he just says, oh, I didn't like the way that you did not defend this woman, therefore I'm going to shoot you. I'm quite sure it had more to do with, hey, why aren't you defending this woman? And the person he was talking to had words back, and then it escalated. That seems more logical that it escalated to the point of him deciding, all right, well, I'm just going to shoot you, as opposed to, oh, you didn't defend this woman, well, bang. That's what I'm going, I'm trying to put myself in these situations. And maybe the guy didn't defend that woman if the woman was fighting another woman, because I wouldn't either. If two women were fighting, I would not interfere at all, because, hey, I don't know what's going on. And if, even if I do know what's going on, it's between them. Now, if the woman was fighting another man, of course, I would say I would try to.
You'd
step
have
in.
To get involved.
Yeah, you'd have to get involved. So it also depends on who the woman was fighting, why the guy may not have decided to defend that woman. But the shooter seems like he has some code of ethics, seems like he has some sort of morality. So I don't think it was just, oh, you didn't defend the woman, bang. I think it was more of, why didn't you? Like, questioning the guy, and the questions got amplified and it escalated. Why are you questioning me? Why didn't you do anything of that nature? And then bang.
On a recent show, Coleman, we were talking about when men get into a fight with each other, it's usually over one of two things. Women, a woman, or money. That's usually, so look at here. This was over a woman getting into a fight, and the man who didn't defend her. And that's why 21-year-old New Orleans resident Dontez Baker decided to take matters into his own hands.
It goes to show you that, you know, whenever we tell these stories about criminal activities, We tend to forget that these people are human beings as well. As it seems like I said, it seems like he had good intentions. He just went about his life in a misguided way. Had he had the right type of guidance, he probably would have been better off in life. Because when you realize, when he says, hey, why didn't you defend this woman? That means somewhere in him, he does have a code of morality. And that's why it's hard for me to completely displace those who, you know, are in 2.0 over there, or who have been
Orleans Parish Prison.
Yeah, Orleans Parish Prison. Because at the base, they're still human beings at some point, and some of them may have some sort of ethics, morality. They're just misguided. So even though this guy went about it the wrong way, the fact that he did do it in honor of defending a woman, that kind of gives me hope.
Well, Coleman, you know, what I say when I see this is that, as I mentioned, when it comes to the shootings in New Orleans, it's pretty much one demographic. It's young black males. It's not middle-aged black males, older black males. It's not black females. It's young black males. And then when you look at their stories, many of these shooters, how they have rap sheets from the time when they were 13 or 12 years old. And then you see the home life they have. A lot of them come from broken homes, no money, and it makes me think, man, I had it real good when I was growing up, because I had both my parents, even though they hated each other. I had both my parents, and I grew up not wanting for anything, middle class. But then I see how some of these youngsters in New Orleans, it's as if they're born behind the eight ball, and many of them have a tough time getting out from behind that. Well,
Brian says career criminals with a rap sheet shouldn't be in possession of a firearm, and I agree with that. But how are you going to stop them? That's the thing about it. He probably shouldn't have been in possession of a firearm. But you can get guns from anybody and anywhere. This is America.
Well, Brian, thank you for the text. You're right about that. Though, not only shouldn't he been in possession of a firearm, he shouldn't have shot it on Canal Street at Bourbon Street. Then he shouldn't have left the state.
Or if his rap sheet is really that long, he probably shouldn't have been on the streets in the first place. Revolving door.
And, well, now they were caught, and now they're in Orleans Parish Prison, phase two. Oh, no, wait, it's Orleans Parish Prison two. It's the second.
I guess. Well, the silver lining is at least somebody's getting, the police are stopping somebody for something other than not wearing a mask, and this is an actual real crime.
Yeah.
So that's the good thing about it.
All right, coming up on the show, we knew there was one Louisiana state legislator who is filing a bill to make marijuana, recreational use of marijuana, legal here in the state of Louisiana. She's a Democrat from New Orleans, so that's not that surprising. But breaking news, a Republican state lawmaker from the North Shore, he's got a bill. He says he wants to make marijuana legal for recreational purposes. Wouldn't that be something? If they can get it on the ballot, that's the goal with these bills. If they can get it on the ballot, so when we go vote the next time, that's one of the things we can vote on here in Louisiana. I'm telling you, it's going to pass. The majority of Louisiana residents want legalized marijuana. Just think about the tax revenue. The people that don't want it here, the majority of the people that don't want legalized weed here in Louisiana are old. They're old people. So we'll tell you about the North Shore Republican who wants legalized weed. We have a lot to do on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock and Odyssey station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Today, former First Lady Betty Ford would have been 103 years old. And she's most known for now the Betty Ford Center out in California's, the rehabilitation place. Celebrities who have rehabbed at the Betty Ford Center swear by it. In fact, some of them return again and again and again. Do you know who the first celebrity to enter Betty Ford was?
No, I don't.
Gerald Ford.
Ah.
On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. I was just reading where they found an old United States Navy World War II destroyer. They found it at the bottom of the water in the Philippines. Navy destroyer USS Johnston sunk during World War II in 1944 was just found after the deepest wreck dive in history.
Johnson.
People were looking for it, and this was literally the deepest wreck dive in history. A United States Navy destroyer. Again, sunk in World War II in 1944, has just been found. The USS Johnston, led by Captain Ernest Evans, sunk in October 1944 after charging outgunned and outmanned to protect an American landing force in the Philippines from a massive line of Japanese warships during a battle there.
So it rammed them?
What's that?
You said they charged into another ship and rammed them on purpose?
Yeah, well, they were protecting incoming troops who were landing in the Philippines.
Right.
So this Navy ship, they were outgunned, they were outmanned, they were out everything. They knew they were probably going down, but they had to try to take out the Japanese to allow our troops to land there where they were coming in.
So that's sort of like the Naval American version of the Japanese kamikaze pilots who, once they ran out of ammo, they just rammed their planes into the warships. You know how the Japanese had the kamikazes?
I'm familiar with the kamikazes.
Yeah, so it's like the Naval American version of that. They knew they were probably going to meet their doom, but yet, just to protect the troops, they just said, screw it, let's do it. We have to.
Well, yeah, they had to protect the troops that were coming in, that were landing, and there were There were 327 crew members on the USS Johnston that day. Nearly 190 of them died, including Captain Ernest Evans, who was the captain of that ship. He was the first Native American in the Navy to be awarded a posthumous Medal of Honor. I mean, I love history. And you talk about history. They just found that ship off the Philippines that was sunk during World War II. And by the way, have you been to the World War II Museum lately here in New Orleans? It's the best World War II museum on the planet. And because of the coronavirus, you know, they, like a lot of business, they could use your business. I know a lot of people who live around here, Coleman. They've lived around here their whole lives, lived around here for 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 years. And I've asked them, have you been to the World War II Museum? And they tell me, no, I want to go. Stop saying you want to go to the World War II Museum here in New Orleans. The next time you get the opportunity, go with your family members, go with some friends. You know, when this coronavirus is all over, I would like to get a group and go over there. I've been there several times. Every time I go back, there's new stuff there. It gets bigger and it gets better. It is literally the greatest World War II museum on planet Earth. And if you live in this area and you're fascinated by history like I am, you got to get over there. Do it this coming weekend. Do it next weekend. The World War II Museum, along with other museums here in New Orleans, they could use us, the locals, helping them out coming out of this coronavirus pandemic. I bleeping love that place, the World War II Museum. And as a matter of fact, Coleman, I'm going back pretty soon, and you're coming with me. Because I've never gone to the World War II Museum with you. I've done several things with you.
It'll be my first time.
See? You're from here, and you've never been, and you like history. What's the matter with you, Coleman? That's it. I'm setting up a day at the World War II Museum. All right, coming up next on the show, a North Shore Republican state lawmaker, he now has a bill, and he wants to legalize marijuana here in the state of Louisiana. It's not the first bill, but it's the first bill by a Republican, and he's on the North Shore. Stay tuned for that and more coming up on the show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station, an Odyssey station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And there is a state representative from Mandeville. He's a Republican, and his name is Richard Nelson. And he has a bill to legalize marijuana.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Yes! Woo!
There is also a state lawmaker, a Democrat from New Orleans, who has a bill to legalize marijuana. But this is different. This is a Republican on the North Shore, Mandeville, who wants marijuana to be made legal here in the state of Louisiana. What's it up to, 18 states now? 18 states and Washington, D.C., marijuana is legal for recreational purposes. And in a bunch of other states, including Louisiana, it is now legal for medicinal purposes. Because there's no doubt about it that marijuana used as medicine for some people with some medical issues helps them. There is absolutely no doubt about it. And the way they use it medicinally, I think a lot of the people, they don't smoke it because smoking anything isn't good for you. But edibles, they will maybe put it in cookies or gummy bears or put it in some sort of food. And they'll eat it. And there's no doubt that you can't question the medicinal use of marijuana for some people for some of their medical issues. There's no doubt about it. I remember I saw a video once, Coleman, of a child having a seizure. It was a very disturbing video, and the child couldn't have been more than 6 or 7 years old. But then the one of the parents gave them marijuana to eat, whether it was in a brownie or a cookie or whatever. And as soon as the child ate that, the seizure stopped. There's no doubt about it. Marijuana for some people with some medical conditions helps them. But when I saw this, that a Republican from Mandeville, State Representative Richard Nelson, has a bill that would decriminalize marijuana across the state and allow the legal sale of marijuana in some parishes, I said, all right. Look, I believe that marijuana should be legal. I mean, alcohol is legal, and marijuana is not worse for you than alcohol. Alcohol is when people get really drunk, that messes people up worse than when people get really stoned. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I don't know if it'll happen this legislative session in Baton Rouge, but the goal is to get it on the ballot for the next big election in November. To make that one of the ballot questions that voters here in Louisiana, when they go to the polls, they can vote. Should marijuana become legal here in the state of Louisiana? Should it for recreational purposes? Now, there will be other parts of that bill, maybe leaving it up to each parish and their leaders to make it legal. But see, I don't even think it should do that. If they put it on the ballot and they let people vote on it, much like they did with legalized sports gambling last time around. And that passed. They're still trying to get their act together and get the legalized sports gambling going here in Louisiana. They see all the money Mississippi is making. A lot of people from Louisiana go next door to Mississippi to go legally bet on ball games, sporting events. I know the majority of the people that listen to this radio show and listen to our radio station. I don't think I'm wrong. I mean, there's always a chance I could be wrong, Coleman. But I know the majority of people who listen to this radio station would like to see marijuana become legal here in the state, because they just did a poll. I think LSU did a poll. And it was almost 60% of people who were polled in the state of Louisiana wanted marijuana to become legal here in our state. And the only people, the majority of the people who don't want it legal or who said no, they didn't want it legal, they were old.
Corey says, you can make weed legal all you want, but how will you regulate it properly? I'm a crane operator, and if I have it in my system, even from a few days ago, I lose my job. I don't understand how that will work. See, I think with the, just because you legalize something and your employer doesn't have to abide by the rules. So yeah, you can still lose your job if you smoke weed. You just don't go to jail.
Yeah,
for
I mean, if it became legal,
yeah, you can do it.
That doesn't mean that I'd be able to ingest marijuana and then come to work.
Yeah, it'd just be like drinking beer. Drinking beer is legal, but if I came to work drunk, I would still lose my job.
Yeah,
I just wouldn't go to jail.
That last texter who called, you can't be drunk on alcohol either while you're doing your job, can you?
Right. So it's all about doing it properly. If you want to smoke weed and you know if it's going to be in your system and your employee's going to fire you, you might want to, you know, smoke responsibly, have some kind of detoxification fluid or something, or just don't smoke it. Just because it's going to be legal doesn't mean you have to smoke it.
I want to hear from you if you don't think marijuana should be legal, and I want you to tell me why. Again, it's a plant that grows out of the ground. I mean, if you want to, and if you're like me and Coleman and the majority of people in the state of Louisiana, and you do want it legal, how high have you ever gotten? I mean, what's the best strain of weed you ever had? Did you ever do something great while you were high? What's the best thing to ever happen to you while you were high?
I think for most people, just being high was probably the best thing that ever happened to them while they were high.
Smoke weed, yeah, every day.
Look, I enjoy marijuana. I don't use it as much as I used to. I mean, I think I went through the entire decade of my 20s high. But I was working at a rock radio station up north. But I think this is great that a Republican state representative from Mandeville wants to see this happen. And there's no doubt in my mind, if it does get on the ballot, it's going to pass.
But you bring up an interesting question. For those who don't want it to be legal, like, why is it? Is it a moral issue? Is it a safety issue? Is it a negative stigma? If you really don't want marijuana to be legal for those who want to enjoy it, I would like to hear why not.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. And I don't want to hear someone who drinks alcohol tell me that marijuana shouldn't be legal. Text us at 504-260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving or high, although you can text if you're high if you want, but please don't text while you're driving. Keep it short. Put your first name or something you want us to call you at the end of your text, and if your text is good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. We are giving away, we're giving you the opportunity to win $1,000 cash every hour.
That's a lot of weed you can buy with that.
From 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. You got to know our keyword. We're making it rain. And that starts right now. Good luck. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock and Odyssey station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. I was just reading about Crimea because it was today, way back in 1783, that Catherine the Great of Russia annexed Crimea. I was doing some reading about Crimea. You know where the saddest place in Crimea is? The Crimea River. On Bayou 95.7. Hey, your texts coming up next about the Republican state representative from Mandeville who wants marijuana legalized here in the state of Louisiana. And I asked you, if you don't want it legalized, you're in the minority of Louisiana residents. I want you to tell me why. And I also asked you to text us, what's the highest you've ever been? What's the best strand of weed you ever smoked? Ever do anything absolutely crazy when you were incredibly high? Your texts on that coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station, an Odyssey station.
Smoke weed every day.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. If you're just joining us, we were talking about a bill in Baton Rouge filed by a state representative from Mandeville, a Republican state representative that wants to decriminalize marijuana across the whole state of Louisiana, legalize marijuana. Now, we talked about a bill that was done by a New Orleans state legislator, and she said she was filing a bill to make recreational marijuana legal here in Louisiana. I mean, a Democrat from New Orleans filing a bill like that, that's one thing. A Republican from Mandeville, from the North Shore, filing a bill to decriminalize marijuana all across the state, legalize weed. And what it would do if this bill passes, it would get it on the ballot. It would get that question on the next ballot in November. And it would leave it up to us, the residents of Louisiana, to when we go vote, that's one of the questions. Do you want recreational marijuana legalized in Louisiana? Do you want marijuana decriminalized in the state of Louisiana? And we're all for it here on this show. Again, personal freedom, personal responsibility. And with all the medicinal uses of marijuana, which are proven, again, not by smoking it, but by ingesting it, eating it, edibles, it helps a bunch of medical conditions. There's no doubt about that. There's 18 states and that Washington, D.C., where it's legal. I think it's going to be made federally legal at some point in the near future. It should be legal here in Louisiana. There's no way you could tell me being really high is more dangerous than being really drunk. There's no way you could tell me that. So I asked you to text us because I know the majority of the people in the state of Louisiana want this to happen. The people who don't in Louisiana, most of them are old people. And I know the majority of people that listen to this radio show and this our radio station want this to happen, to be legal as well. But I asked to hear from you if you don't want it to be legal and tell me why. And then I asked, what's the best strand you ever smoked? And how high have you gotten? And what's the craziest thing you've ever done when you were really high? Coleman, go ahead.
Well, this first chemist says, no, because it tells young people that drugs are acceptable. Open the door for use of more dangerous ones.
So he thinks it's a gateway drug. And I just don't believe that. Again, if alcohol is legal, marijuana should be legal.
But even if it is a gateway drug, once again, shouldn't you be legally allowed to decide what you want to do, even if it is harming yourself?
Yeah, I mean, again, you can't tell me it's more dangerous than alcohol.
Kevin on the North Shore, a different Kevin, says, I smoked moon rocks that I brought from Slidell, and it gets me high as giraffe genitalia.
I didn't know giraffe genitalia can get you high.
Archie says, I have an allergy towards marijuana, which causes atrial fibrillation. I don't know how to pronounce that. It seems important. So, no, I would not like the bill to pass.
Well, then, my friend, we appreciate you listening to the show, and thank you for the text. But stay away from marijuana if it passes.
Yeah, just because you're allergic to it doesn't mean everybody else has to suffer.
Yeah, just stay away from it then.
Real quickly, a few strands that people recommend. There's Alaskan Bankhead. Shay recommends Blue Cheese. Conclusions, Kush, straight out of Denver, Colorado, is literally smoking Viagra. Okay.
Joe, wow.
Joe says to get a medical marijuana card, you have to give up your gun rights. I didn't know that. But he also recommends Blue Cheese. Dillagaff, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, says is Thai Stick. That's the best strand that he ever had. And one of the craziest things somebody has ever done was I was high and I died next to a car that I couldn't figure out when before I smoked. I guess he's a mechanic. I got so high that I ate my dog's canned food.
Interesting. And I bet you because you were so high, it wasn't that bad.
Probably not. Casey wants to know if that child was having a seizure, how was he able to ingest the marijuana?
Oh, I had said that I had seen a video because marijuana helps people with different medical conditions. There was a child about 6 or 7 years old who was having a seizure. And I think one of the parents gave it either a piece of a brownie or a piece of a cookie or a piece of candy, whatever. It was an edible. And as soon as the child swallowed that, the seizure stopped.
Yeah, I guess she's wondering how was the baby able to swallow it with the seizure. And this last text says, I got so high that I somehow locked myself in my own home.
Well, better than locking yourself out.
There's a lot, but I can't get to all of them. But there's a lot of recommendations.
By the way, we got a ton of texts on that. Thank you very much for your texts. And again, I know the majority of the state of residents of Louisiana want marijuana legalized now. It's just the old people who don't. And that bill is from State Representative Richard Nelson, a Republican from Mandeville, from the North Shore, who wants to decriminalize marijuana all across the state. I'm with him. And if they put it on the ballot this coming November, it will pass.
Smoke weed every day.
The latest LSU poll said the majority of LSU residents, the majority of Louisiana residents want recreational marijuana legalized. Join those 18 other states in Washington, D.C. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station, an Odyssey station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. You know, one thing I'm not a big fan of when I see it on Facebook is when people post a picture of 4 or 5 things and they say one has to go. You know, like they'll put up 4 or 5 different delicious foods. Like they'll put up a steak, a big bowl of pasta, a fresh seafood dinner. You know, and they'll say one has to go. And that bothers me as I'm scrolling down Facebook.
Why is it?
Because why does one have to go?
But they're challenging you to see which one you which you prefer and which you dislike the most. I've come across those same posts where they'll post like four different things in one category, and they would say something to the effect, well, if you had to if you can live without one of these things, which one would you take away? And when I look at those things, I can get rid of three of them and I just have that one that I like. I say, I don't like that, that, or that, but I'll take that one in the side corner.
I mean, I understand why people do it because they want to get people talking and they want to get people going on their post.
Hence the name social media. It's media that's designed to be social with people.
But one, it doesn't have to go. You know, and you put up four or five delicious things that I really love. And you're telling me now that one has to go?
Yeah, that's the challenge. That's the challenge.
For instance, I just saw one this morning that I'm looking at right now. It says one got to go.
All right.
Twinkie, Ding Dong, a Ho-Ho, or a snowball. And not like the snowballs we eat down here with the ice. The snowball is just like the Ding Dong, the Ho-Ho, and the Twinkie. But the snowball, it has a creamy filling. It's got chocolate outside of it. Then it's got a little vanilla outside of that.
So it's a pastry.
And then it's got strawberry on top of that. Yeah, it's much like a Ring Ding or
See, that's a perfect example. In my book, all four of those can go.
See, because you don't have a sweet tooth.
Exactly. So on that post, I said, you get rid of all
that's
four.
But that's my problem. I do have a sweet tooth. And I don't want any of these to go. Well, you're making me choose between a Ding Dong and a Ho-Ho?
That's the point of the post, to make you think about which one you have to choose. It's supposed to be tough, John. It's supposed to make you think. It's supposed to make you go,
I don't want to have to choose between a Ding Dong and a Ho-Ho.
You can also just keep scrolling and not participate at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's something else I want to get to here in a second. But I understand why people, you get people talking and thinking, but one never has to go.
John, you know you do social media wrong. It's designed for people to be social, but you post like once every now and then. I know you go through it and you do scroll just to see what people are talking about. But
Coleman, I used to post a lot of stuff on my personal Facebook page. The way it is these days, life in America in 2021.
Yeah, you're a public figure now.
If people, and I mean, I used to love to tell lots of jokes and put funny stuff up there and put, but some people they don't like that, and if they get offended by it, then they come after me.
Yeah,
and then they go, well, I don't think you should have your job if you're posting something like that on Facebook. Really? It's my Facebook page.
Well, we've seen in the past, social media, especially Twitter, has gotten people in trouble. So you might not be wrong. Maybe you shouldn't be as social as most people on social media.
There are lots of people who have lost their jobs, their careers, because of something they posted on social media. Now, obviously, not posting something like what's got to go, a Ding Dong or a Ho-Ho. But how dare you ask me to pick between a Ding Dong and a Ho-Ho? I like both of them. I wanted to bring this up real quick. It was a story done by one of the local news, TV news stations here in New Orleans, Channel 4. And I found it interesting. They said some bus drivers got COVID hazard pay. And they got sick time. Others got t-shirts. This is an interesting story. Here in New Orleans, the bus drivers got hazard pay and sick time.
School bus drivers are RTA drivers.
RTA drivers.
Okay.
A lot of the schools were out for coronavirus. But the public buses that you get on. And they had to work just like grocery store employees and every had to work. And I was just reading where in the city here in New Orleans, in Orleans Parish, the bus drivers did get their COVID hazard pay, and they got sick time, but in Jefferson Parish, they got T-shirts.
Did the T-shirt say something special?
They were decent-looking T-shirts, but I think they said, you know, I worked during COVID, or be careful during COVID, or whatever the case may be. I'm driving the bus. I think that's what one of the T-shirts said. There were a few different T-shirts.
The wheels on the bus, that's what it says.
And I was reading about this one bus driver in Jefferson Parish. His name is, he's a transit worker there. His name is Arnold Thomas Sr. He's been driving a bus for almost 40 years. And he said he loved his job. I came bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, head held high, chest stuck out every day to work. He loved his job driving a bus in Jefferson Parish. But when the coronavirus turned him into an essential worker on the front lines of the pandemic, his whole outlook on his job changed. He said, for a job that I love doing, not like doing, love doing, for 39 years, it became hard. I wasn't happy no more. That's what he said.
It makes me wonder why, because, you know, with COVID and people being locked down, it would be less people on the bus.
But there were still people on the bus, and he still went to work every day, and he was on the front lines during the pandemic.
Maybe he didn't like it because there weren't that many people on the bus that he can socialize with since it was less people.
Well, or maybe because he's older, and older people are the ones who COVID really screwed.
So he put his life on the line, and all he got was this lousy T-shirt.
Yeah, he said the people had to get from point A to point B. The majority of the people are transit dependent, so they need us. So I had to get up and roll out every day. And for the first time in his 39 years driving a bus for a living, he said he wasn't excited anymore. Isn't that cool if everybody could be as happy about their job? Well, at least before the pandemic, than this bus driver was. How much he loved his job, but then because of coronavirus, all of a sudden, you know, I mean, he's thinking, I could die. You know, he's old and older. But I just found it interesting how here in New Orleans, in Orleans Parish, they got the hazard pay, they got the sick time, but the transit workers, the bus drivers and such in Jefferson Parish, they got T-shirts. I just found that fairly interesting. Coming up, I got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And I guess it's a combination of the dumbest thing I read and saw all morning with a famous person who wasn't happy about something on social media. Wait till you hear this. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock and Odyssey station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. April is Alcohol Awareness Month. According to a new study, regular drinkers live longer than people who abstain from alcohol, which is scary when I think of how many times I almost quit drinking. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
We just learn something new every day.
I'm going to be immortal.
Nah. Hey, coming up next is the dumbest thing I read and saw all morning. It has to do with someone who's famous and a picture on the internet. That's next on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station and Odyssey station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And before we get to the dumbest thing, did you see police out in California yesterday? They released more information on the Tiger Woods car crash. And if you're one of those people who is wondering why the Tiger Woods car crash made so many headlines and so many people were talking about it, you're literally talking about arguably the greatest golfer who ever lived. He's one of two or three the greatest golfer who ever lived. So that's why when Tiger Woods crashed his car a couple of weeks ago, by the way, he was on his way to go meet with Drew Brees and the quarterback of the Los Angeles Charger football team, the young Herbert. No, he actually pronounces the R. He was meeting Drew Brees and the quarterback of the Los Angeles Chargers, and evidently he was running late, and he crashed his car and he messed up his leg really, really bad. Well, last week, the authorities said they have most of the details when it came to the Tiger Woods car crash, but they weren't going to release them for privacy concerns. They were worried that about Tiger Woods' privacy. Well, yesterday, those details came out. He was driving about 83 miles an hour, which is 40 to 45 miles an hour above the speed limit on the road he was on. And when he crashed his car, his foot was on the gas pedal. Most people who get in car accidents, their foot would be on the brake because you're trying to stop the car before the accident, right? Tiger Woods' foot was on the gas pedal, they said, which tells you he probably was unconscious. He lost consciousness before the car crash, right? Probably what that tells you. But anyways, I just wanted to mention that. And today, the Masters starts at Augusta, Georgia, one of the four majors of the year in professional golf. And we're having our golf tournament here, the Zurich Classic. That's coming up. People can actually go and have a good time. I always have a good time when I go to the Zurich Classic over there at the TPC Louisiana on the West Bank over there. All right. It's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. And this is a combination of the dumbest thing I read and the dumbest thing I saw this morning. One of the Kardashian sisters is going bat crap crazy because a picture of her that she didn't want to be released on social media and to go onto the internet was released onto social media and went on the internet. This is Khloe Kardashian. She's the one that had the different father than the other two, because Kim Kardashian and Kourtney Kardashian, they look a lot alike. They're very short, incredibly large back ends, and they look a lot alike. Then you've got this third one who's twice their size, looks nothing like them. So obviously her mother did sex with a different man. Some people think O.J. Simpson is Khloe Kardashian's father, but that's not the case. I heard it was some hairdresser, but whatever. So the one that doesn't look as good as the other two, and by the way, over the last decade, her face has changed so much. She's had so much work done. So much plastic surgery. And evidently, every picture she posts, what does she have, 136 million followers on Instagram? Which is unbelievable. But evidently, every picture, Coleman, she posts is either heavily photoshopped, heavily edited, because she doesn't look that good. She needs a lot of makeup, obviously a lot of work, a lot of plastic surgery. She needed a lot of things to try to look half as decent as her sister and her sisters. So evidently, recently, a picture of her in a bikini by a pool got onto social media, and she almost had a nervous breakdown because she doesn't look good in the picture, and it hasn't been heavily edited or heavily photoshopped. And now I guess they have a team of lawyers, the Kardashians, and they're going after every website, anybody, they're suing them or trying to, who posted that picture. Remember what the name of this segment is. It's how dumb this is. Now you're talking about someone who is a multi-millionaire.
Cha-ching.
But who is losing her crap because a picture of her that she didn't edit or Photoshop, a picture of her natural self in a bikini standing next to a pool, went on the internet and having a mental breakdown. Well, evidently, just yesterday, on her Instagram page, Khloe Kardashian went topless.
Yeah!
Yes!
And she spoke about body image in the wake of an unedited bikini photo that her family said was accidentally posted without permission.
Hmm.
So she went from having a nervous breakdown about an unattractive picture of her that wasn't edited or Photoshopped that got on the internet. And now she says, you know what? Here's a picture of me topless. Well, I'm looking at this right now. And look, I want to put it on Bayou957.com, but you can't do that with people's Instagram pictures without getting their permission. But she took a selfie in the mirror and she's got her right arm above her boobs. Her right arm is over her boobs, her nipples.
Never mind. I wanted to see it, but if she's covering the goods up, then screw it. I'm okay.
And then all she wrote underneath that picture is, yes, I did a live stream to show you all this isn't Photoshopped. So now she's having such a mental catastrophe that she has to go on Instagram Live to show you not all of my pictures are Photoshopped and heavily edited.
But why does it matter to her so much with that much money? Who cares?
I guess she still wants to look good in every picture people see of her. I guess that's...
And who are people giving her... who are people giving her crap? Because, like, as far as human beings go, certainly, all right, maybe some people find the other Kardashians nicer, but she's not that bad looking. She's, as far as humans go, I've seen worse.
Dude, when that show first started 12 years ago or whatever the case may be, you wouldn't even think she was one of their sisters. You were like, who's this girl? Is this one of their friends? Like, who's this girl that's hanging out with Kim Kardashian and Khloe, Kourtney Kardashian? Who's this girl that's hanging out with these two Kardashian sisters? Wait a minute. What do you mean that's their sister? She's twice their size, looks nothing like them, and it's because she has a different father.
And whenever she feels down, she could just go on the phone and check her bank account balance.
Yeah, but I guess...
This must be a psychological thing. It has to be a deep psychological thing because it is not that serious. I have bad pictures of me on the internet all the time. I just don't care.
Yeah, and if I was that rich, I couldn't see myself caring either.
Imagine having that much money where you can hire a team of people to get a picture that was accidentally posted, eliminated from the earth.
Oh, not only a team, they've got some of the best lawyers in the world who work for that family, and all they got to do is snap their fingers or make a phone call, and they get on it, and they go after people.
Just because she had like a stretch mark or something.
Yeah, well,
for looking like an average human being for once.
Yeah, she just looked like an average human being. That's what she looked like. But with all the work she's had done and the way her sisters look, and I guess psychologically, if I was that rich, I wouldn't care, but I'm not. So anyways, Khloe Kardashian almost having a nervous breakdown because an unedited, unphotoshopped picture of her was released by mistake by her family. According to them. And you think about all of the pictures of him, of her, this whole family that are out there, but this almost sends her to the hospital. That's the dumbest thing that I read and saw all morning.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock, an Odyssey station.